Unit 24, page 376. Read.
The Truth About Lying. At 9 o'clock, Rick Spivak's landlord called and said Rick's rent was late. "The check is in the mail," Rick replied quickly. At 11:45, Rick left for a 12 o'clock meeting across town. Arriving late, Rick told his client that traffic had been bad. That evening, Rick's wife, Anne, came home with a new hairstyle. Rick hated it. "It looks great," he said. 3 lies in 1 day. Does Rick have a problem, or is he just an ordinary guy? Each time he told himself that sometimes the truth causes too many problems. Like Rick, most of us tell white lies, harmless untruths that help us avoid trouble. In fact, one social psychologist estimates that the average American tells about 200 lies a day. He says that lying is a habit, and we are often not even aware that we are doing it. When we do notice, we justify the lie by telling ourselves it was for a good purpose. These are our 6 most common excuses.
To be polite. I'd love to go to your party, but I have to work.
To protect someone else's feelings. Your hair looks great that way.
To feel better about yourself. I'm looking good these days.
To appear more interesting to others. I run 5 miles every day.
To get something more quickly. I have to have that report today.
To avoid uncomfortable situations. I was going to call you, but my phone battery was dead.
How do we get away with all those white lies? First of all, it's difficult to recognize a lie because body language usually doesn't reveal dishonesty. But even when we suspect someone is lying, we often don't want to know the truth. If an acquaintance says she's fine, but she clearly isn't, a lot of people find it easier to take her statement at face value. And when someone tells you, "You did a great job," you probably don't want to question the compliment. Is telling lies a new trend? In one survey, the majority of people who answered said that people were more honest in the past. Nevertheless, lying wasn't really born yesterday. In the 18th century, the French philosopher Vavanog told the truth about lying when he wrote, "All men are born truthful and die liars."